This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the National Games 2025 at Dehradun in Uttarakhand in a short while from now. The opening ceremony will be showcasing a unique blend of Uttarakhand's folk culture and modern technology. Several dignitaries, including union ministers, members of the Indian Olympic Association, and national players attending the event. Around 10,000 athletes from 28 states and 8 union territories are participating in the grand sporting event this year. The games have been held in 11 cities across 8 districts of Uttarakhand, featuring 47 events in 35 sports disciplines. Sports competitions will continue until the 14th of February. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Utkarsh Odisha, Make in Odisha conclave in Bhubaneswar today. Utkarsh Odisha is a flagship global investment summit hosted by the Odisha government aimed at positioning the state as a leading investment destination and industrial hub in India. Speaking at the conclave, the Prime Minister said, India is on a path of development driven by the aspirations of crores of people. He said, Eastern India is the growth engine of the country, with Odisha playing a crucial role in the nation's progress. He described Odisha as a model of development and heritage.
आज दुनिया में भारत को जानने समझने की उत्सुकता आप चारों तरफ अनुभव करते हैं भारत को समझने के लिए ओडिशा एक बेहतरीन डेस्टिनेशन है यहां हजारों वर्ष के हमारी हेरिटेज है हिस्ट्री है आस्था अध्यात्म घने जंगल पहाड़ समंदर हर चीज के दर्शन एक ही जगह पर होते हैं ये राज्य विकास और
External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jayashankar today emphasized the growing importance of India-West Asia relations during the inaugural session of the Raisina Dialogue in Abu Dhabi. Delivering a keynote address at the session, Dr. Jayashankar highlighted the significant expansion of engagement between India and West Asia in the past decade, driven by strong trade connectivity and cultural ties. Terming the partnership as essential in a rapidly evolving global landscape, the minister asserted that India sees the West Asia as a crucial passage to the world beyond. India has lodged a strong protest with Sri Lanka following an incident involving the firing by the Sri Lankan Navy during the apprehension of 13 Indian fishermen near Delft Island. The incident occurred early this morning, leaving 2 fishermen seriously injured while 3 others sustained minor injuries. The injured are receiving medical treatment at Jaffna Teaching Hospital. The Sri Lankan Acting High Commissioner in New Delhi was summoned to the Ministry of External Affairs where a formal protest was lodged. The Indian High Commissioner in Colombo has also raised the matter with the Sri Lankan government. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 7 persons died and over 45 others, including 8 policemen, were injured after a wooden structure collapsed at a religious event in Baghpat today. Baghpat District Magistrate Asmita Lal has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident and the probe committee will submit its report within a week. The political battle has intensified in the national capital as the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly is coming closer. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters in favour of the candidates by conducting roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. The Uttar Pradesh government has significantly enhanced security arrangements at the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj to ensure safety of devotees in view of Mauni Amavasya tomorrow. Talking to the media, Railway Board Chairman and CEO Satish Kumar said that Railways has decided to operate 60 more special trains in addition to the already planned special trains. He said with this, the total number of special trains to be run on Mauni Amavasya will be around 190. In the Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India defeated Scotland by 150 runs in the Super 6 match at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia this afternoon. In the men's cricket, India will take on England in the third T20 International at Rajkot in Gujarat at 7 this evening. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with gains of over 0.5%. The BSE Sensex rose 535 points to close at 75,901. And that is the end of this news bulletin.